Chapter 21. Molly stuck her head into Jesse's office, saw him at his desk, then walked in and sat down. "You've had phone calls from Captain Healy and Lucy Jameson."
"Who's Lucy Jameson?"
"You don't know?"
"Would I be asking if I did?"
"There goes my $5."
"Excuse me?"
"I bet suitcase she was your current squeeze."
Jesse stared at her.
"Taking recent history into consideration, it wasn't a bad bet," Molly said. "She said she'd call again."
"Did she say what it was about?"
"No. She seemed upset. We thought it was because you dumped her."
"Was there anything else?"
"No."
"Good."
Molly stood, sighed, and strolled out of Jesse's office. Jesse called Healy.
"Do you have anything on a pair of lowlifes from Fall River named Santino Velazza and Robert Lopresti?" he said.
"And good morning to you, too."
"Robert Lopresti and Santino Velazza."
"Santino, as in Sonny Corleone?"
"Nice existential leap."
"I'm trying to live down the dolt sobriquet."
"Sobriquet?"
"Guy can't try too hard."
"Velazza and Lopresti.
Does this have something to do with what I think it has to do with?"
"Elliptical, aren't we?"
"Might take me a while. I'm the state homicide commander, and I do have work of my own."
"You do?"
"Some, but I've put your name at the top of my to-do list."
"Gee, I had no idea the homicide commander kept such a list."
"He doesn't. I lied. I'll get back to you."
Jesse hung up and sat back in his chair.
"It's Lucy Jameson," Molly said. "Line 2.
Jesse answered the call.
"Jesse Stone," he said. "Chief Stone, Lucy Jameson. I wanted you to know that some son of a bitch killed my Rufus. Snapped his neck like it was a pretzel."
"And Rufus would be?"
"My dog."
"Oh," Jesse said. "When did this happen, Miss Jameson?"
"Lucy."
"When did this happen, Lucy?"
"Last night. I found him this morning."
"Have you any idea who might have done it? A neighbor? An enemy? Anyone?"
"Rufus did his share of barking, I will say that. But folks around here weren't upset by him. He wasn't vicious. He wasn't a biter. I can't imagine who could have done such a thing."
"I'm terribly sorry for your loss, Miss Jameson. Lucy. I'll send one of my officers. Perhaps he might be of service."
"Thank you."
Jesse called for Rich Bauer, who quickly appeared in his doorway. "Go take a look at Lucy Jameson's dog, will you, Rich? Maybe you can detect something."
"You bet, Skipper," Bauer said.
"Rich," Jesse said, "may I ask you a favor?"
"A favor? Sure thing, Skipper. Name it."
"Quit calling me Skipper."